Hello and welcome to the awesome call, How to Burn Fat Every Minute of Every Day. I am your host, John Romanello, or Roman of RomanFitnessSystems.com, leading you with my very good friends, Joel Marion and Craig Ballantyne. And the reason that we're on the call, that we're on the line today, is we're going to talk about how to combine cutting-edge diet and training techniques, some of the methods that we've got going on in some of the upcoming products that are coming out, like 24/7 fat loss. So basically, Craig and Joel are individually going to talk about training and diet respectively, teaching us how we can maximize these two independent components to burn fat every minute of every day. Gentlemen, hello and welcome.
Hello. Hello. First, for anybody who's listening, this is Joel, by the way. For anybody who's listening, and then we'll turn it over to Craig to do the same. For anybody who's listening and you're not familiar with exactly who I am, just to give you a quick background on me before we start jumping into the content, and then Craig can do the same thing. But my name is Joel Marion, and I have been in the fitness industry for over 10 years now. It became a passion of mine when I was in college, and had my first article published in a national magazine when I was 20 years old. So for the last 9 years, I've been helping people all over the world, literally all over the world, burn fat, gain muscle, and get in the best shape of their lives, with a lot of interesting, cool, cutting-edge strategies. And we're really excited to share a lot of the stuff that we've put together for our brand-new program, 24/7 Fat Loss, to help many, many more people, like perhaps those who are listening on the call, do the same. And this is really a program that has put together a lot of the things that we've learned over the years, as both Craig and I have been doing this for quite some time. And you have the benefit of learning from all of our experience and our expertise, and we came together and kind of put this thing together to two of the greatest minds as far as fat loss are concerned, Craig with his killer workouts and me with my nutrition advice. To put something together that was really special where it combines kind of the best of both worlds. And the end goal is to burn fat every minute of every day, like John mentioned. Craig, if you just want to quickly tell people who are on the line who may not be familiar with you, just a tad about you, and then John can jump right in when we'll start talking about some of the content we have lined up.
Yeah, sure. So my name is Craig Ballantyne, and I've been writing for Men's Health since 2000. I've been putting together my programs online since 1999. I started with my newsletter back then. So again, like Joel, helping people all over the world from four corners of the globe and just helping them with better programs than what people are used to seeing in magazines and in their regular gym. So, you know, we're bringing the advanced training science and results to people all over the world through these awesome, awesome workouts. And I'm talking about exactly what kind of workouts we are using these days to get the 24-hour fat-burning effect later on in this call.
Well, that's awesome, gentlemen. Thank you very much for those intros. So everyone listening to the call, again, you guys have two very, very highly respected experts in every aspect of fitness. So what we're going to do is I'm going to ask each of these guys questions pertaining to their particular field of expertise. So question one, I'm going to gear towards Joel. So everyone says, Joel, that, you know, abs are made in the kitchen, and that if you had to choose, nutrition might be the more important side of the fat loss equation. So you guys talk a lot about how with most fat loss programs, even if they work in the short term, people are leaving a lot of results on the table. So in terms of nutrition, Joel, what would you say is the biggest problem you see with most fat loss programs, at least in terms of how it can help them burn fat around the clock?
Well, sure, and I'll even touch a little bit on the exercise side as well, and Craig can get in more depth with it, because honestly, fat loss does come down to, why some folks might say abs are made in the kitchen, and the nutrition part is certainly a major part of it. One of the things that a lot of programs lack is they lack the synergy that between a diet and exercise program, and meaning people may be doing a diet program and no exercise at all, or they're doing a diet program and they're just picking a random exercise program, which is great that they're actually getting up and moving and burning some calories, but it's not maximized. So really the thing that we're trying to correct is, or the problem that a lot of these weight loss and fat loss programs have, is that people are not maximizing their fat loss. Everyone has the same 24 hours a day, but not everyone is burning fat, as much fat or fat during those entire 24 days. Some folks may be in a fat-burning state only half the time. And when you think of that, if you're missing out on 12 hours of fat loss each and every single day, that's a pretty critical thing because, yes, it's 12 hours in one day, but at the end of the month, you missed out on 372 hours of fat loss. That's a lot of fat loss to be leaving on the table after a four-week program. And a lot of people, if you're investing, you know, your time and your effort and your energy into losing weight, you want to see results quickly, and you want to see results pay off as much as they possibly can based on the time and the effort that you're putting in. Now, you may be putting in all-day-long effort, but that doesn't mean you're burning fat all day long. And that's what we're trying to correct here. So that's the major problem. As far as how we're correcting it, first and foremost, 99% of these programs are only concentrating on one major thing, and that's creating a calorie deficit. Now, if you're creating a calorie deficit, again, that's great because you are going to end up losing some weight, whether it's muscle, whether it's fat, all that really depends on a lot of other factors in the program. But that is a good goal to have. In order to lose fat or to lose weight, you need to be in a calorie deficit. But by no means whatsoever is it the only thing that matters. And most programs, fat loss programs out there, really treat the achieving a calorie deficit as the only thing that you need to do when there's a lot more to it. What they're not doing is they're not concentrating on how the body differs, the internal hormonal state that you're in at different times during the day, or when does your body best process carbohydrates, or when does your body best respond to this type of exercise or this type of feeding schedule. And when you start to do that, when you start to look at the day and the different sections of the day and how your body responds individually to those different times of day, then you have a whole other situation that you need to develop a fat loss program around, as opposed to just treating the day as it's just one single solidary unit, which it's not. It's broken up into different times of day, different aspects, different hormonal environments going on within your body. And when you learn how to manipulate those things, you can make much more progress in the same amount of time. Same 24 hours, but are you maximizing every hour of every single day? And that's what this program is all about.
Go on. I was going to follow up the question, but finish your thought, and then we'll go.
Sure, yeah. So the other thing is that most programs, as I mentioned before, are not having the exercise component as kind of an afterthought, or there is no exercise component at all. And it's certainly most programs are not maximizing the two together, but having them work hand-to-hand. You know, I talk a lot about something called synergy in my programs, and that's when everything, all the parts of the program are working together to ensure that you're getting the best fat-burning result. Well, what we've done with the 24/7 fat loss program is we have an awesome nutritional program that mirrors your metabolism and your body's hormonal environment, but we're teaming it up with an exercise program that enhances what you're doing nutritionally even more. So they're working together hand in hand. And then, again, we talk about synergy. It's when the sum of the parts are equals, or that whole number is a greater number than the sum of the parts, meaning if you take 1 plus 1, it equals 2. But really what we're trying to achieve here is a 1 plus 1 equals 3 phenomenon, where by working together, you're getting much better results. It's like when two people, if you're working on a project by yourself and you're putting in so many hours and you have somebody else working on a project independent, but when you guys starting to work together, put your brains together, then you can get a lot more accomplished in the same period of time. So those are the two major things. Number one is that a lot of programs are not looking at the day and the separate different aspects of each day and the timing of the day and how your body differs to really maximize those 24 hours. And then the second thing is that they don't have a truly synergized diet and exercise program working together to get you the best fat burning result.
Right. Okay. So really what you're saying then is, I think the best way to sort of summarize that is, in terms of how this program will differ, is that most people do one of two things. They'll do a diet program that doesn't have an exercise component, or even worse is maybe they embark on an exercise program that doesn't really address diet. So those are the two worst situations. And then going from there, what is possible is that people pick a diet and exercise program independently of one another, and those things might work well together, they might not. So what you're talking about in 24/7 fat loss is having each one of these components designed specifically to go hand in hand. And there's a huge difference between picking a great diet program and picking a great exercise program and hoping that it works well together. What you're talking about here is having each one of these designed to work synergistically with the other, and that's where the greater results come in. So that's really important stuff. So the guys listening on the call, that's the take-home right here. So I know Joel gave you a lot of information, but I want you to focus on that. All right, so can you give us, Joel, a little bit of sort of the some insight in the overall structure of the program that allows that to happen? Is it do you want to hold back the details, or can you give us a little bit of meat?
Yeah, I'll give you an overview of kind of what we're doing to make this happen and to answer these shortcomings of other programs. And then Craig is going to talk more about getting to some of the more specifics. I'll just kind of touch on some overview stuff of what we're doing as far as where the exercise comes into play. And then also I'll briefly, again, in an overview-style fashion, just talk about some of the things that we're doing nutritionally. And then we'll get to some more specifics later in the call. So really what we're trying to do is two things. Okay, if you want to burn fat 24 hours a day, you want to maximize those full 24 hours, you really just need to do two things. Okay. The first thing you need to do is you need to be able to increase your metabolism for an extended period of time, okay, every single day. Your metabolism, you need to get your metabolism cranking to its full capacity. And a lot of people are walking around with metabolisms that are sluggish or, if you're lucky, average. Now, if you can get your body burning more calories every single day, obviously, at the end of the week, at the end of the month, you're going to have burnt a lot more fat. So what we do is we're using something called metabolic resistance training, which Craig is going to talk about. And these workouts do wonders for increasing your metabolism, not just while you're doing the workout and not for a few minutes after, but research has shown that this particular style of training, and especially the ones, the new cutting-edge workouts that we have in the 24/7 fat loss program, are going to allow you to burn more calories from 24 to 48 hours after you complete that exercise session. Now, if you're looking to increase your metabolism as burning as many calories as possible, this is going to be a really awesome thing to do because that one single workout, you do one workout for 45 minutes, and then you're burning fat for 24 to 48 hours at a higher elevated rate than you would previously. So that's how we're addressing the concern of increasing your metabolism and making sure that you're getting as much calorie burn as possible each and every single day. The second thing that you want to do is you always want your body to be in a fat-burning environment. And a lot of that has to do with your internal, what's going on internally and the different hormones that you have that are working for you. Okay, so sometimes certain hormones will be present naturally at certain times of day, and sometimes certain hormones will be present as a result of the food and the meal that you ingested. So we're taking a look at the day as a 24-hour time period, and how do we keep your body hormonally in a state in which you're maximizing the amount of fat that can be burned at all times? So that's what we're doing on the diet. And on the exercise side, we're just looking at increasing metabolism. On the diet side, we're looking at having an optimal fat-burning state within the body at all times. So those two things combined, you can see how over a 24-hour period, you're able to burn a lot more fat than you would if you're just doing some typical exercise program and a diet or nutrition program that is not really maximizing or taking into account how your hormones are responding, one, naturally, and two, as a result of the food that you're eating.
Okay, gotcha. That makes a lot of sense. So we're talking about, to put it in the most basic concepts, we're talking about the afterburn effect of metabolic resistance training, which keeps the metabolism elevated. And then in terms of the nutrition stuff, really talking about nutrient timing and the taking in of specific foods or types of foods, probably geared and dedicated around certain blocks of time relative to when you exercise to increase the fat-burning potential of your hormonal environment. So that's perfect. So I'm going to swing it over to Craig. We haven't heard from him yet. Craig, let's talk a little bit about the exercise plan of 24/7 fat loss. Can you give us a little bit about the style of, you know, Joel used the term metabolic resistance training. So if you can sort of define that for everyone and then give us some specifics about how those metabolic resistance workouts will be present in 24-hour fat loss, I think that would be really great.
Yeah, absolutely, John. Happy to do that. So metabolic resistance training, what Joel was talking about there, short burst total body workouts with sets and sometimes circuits with what's called incomplete recovery. So it's not like you're going to be sitting around for 3 to 5 minutes between sets.
Mm-hmm.
Total body exercises most of the time, so even when you're doing an ab exercise, you're using a lot of muscle groups. You're not just doing ab crunches or ab curls. So we're using that. We're also doing more than just traditional circuits because research shows that you need to add in what's called heavier metabolic resistance training. So when one study that's really sparked my training system showed that when you do 8 reps per set, it increased the after-exercise calorie burn more than higher reps did. So we're going to have that in there. Yeah, it was pretty cool. And so
that's a great study. That's really interesting. I think a lot of people will be jumping on that bandwagon, and you're usually the first. But so, guys, I just want to interrupt Craig real quickly. That's a huge take-home point. A lot of fat loss programs you see have 10 to 15 repetitions. So what Craig is saying is there's new information to suggest that using lower reps with heavier weight is going to help you increase the metabolic burn, the afterburn effect. And on top of that, you're going to be getting stronger than you would. So it's kind of a 1-2 punch. It's really interesting stuff, big point. Sorry to interrupt, Craig. Go on.
Yeah, no problem. And actually, the first time I ever saw that abstract for that study was 2001. So, I mean, I've been basing my programs on it for the last decade, but that was the first time I saw it. And, you know, then more and more people started using that system. So, you know, that's where the MRT differs from traditional circuits where it's high rep and you go from machine to machine. We're not doing that. We're not doing isolated exercises, and we're doing total body exercises with that specific intensity. But we're also using some bodyweight exercises in here as well. So what I have is kind of a two-component system for the metabolic resistance training workouts. You have the heavier metabolic resistance training earlier in the workout, and then you have what I call metabolic resistance conditioning, which maybe is some higher rep bodyweight finishers near the end. So we move through that phase or that continuum from MRT to the mixed MRT-MRC in the middle there, mixed metabolic resistance training plus metabolic resistance conditioning in the middle of the workout, and then we finish off with the metabolic finishers, which are often in bodyweight format, but sometimes we have some dumbbells in there as well. And trust me, if you use the workout videos, you will happily see me in a lot of discomfort, I suppose you might say, during the most advanced workouts that we have. We obviously have some beginners workouts in there as well, but in the more advanced workouts, if you follow along with me in the videos, you will see me working as hard as you are, and for some people, they'll be very happy to see me working that hard. So that's how we set the programs up, and these are literally my best workouts because every month I get better and better at creating programs, and these are my latest programs, and so that's why they are the best thing I have going right now.
That's really important stuff. So I like what you're talking about in terms of mixing MRT with MRC, and then, you know, the finishers are always fun because those are things that you can just challenge yourself on, and that could be anything from as many push-ups to, you know, to kettlebell swings, and that's all really cool. You mentioned something in the beginning that I just want to ask about. Now, you said incomplete recovery, and I think that is one of the things that makes these workouts different than those you're going to see in a lot of other programs, because you really take this into account when you design your programs, which is why the rest periods are so short. So I want to ask you a two-part question. One, can you sort of expound on incomplete recovery and why it's so important? And then two, can you just give us a little bit more information on like where other workouts, where they're a little bit soft and why these are a little bit better? More specifically, like, I guess the best way to put it is, you know, what do they lack that your workouts have?
Sure, certainly. Yeah, so the first part, you know, the incomplete recovery, we have that built in for a couple of reasons. One, first and foremost, the incomplete recovery just allows us to get a lot of work done in a short amount of time because we don't want you to be in the gym for 4 hours in order to get this 24-hour fat-burning result. You know, we're going to be in and out of there in well under an hour, you know, close to a half an hour, but, you know, 35 or 40 minutes was one of the workouts I timed the other day. And so you're going to get a lot of work done in a short amount of time. And we also use what are called non-competing exercises in our supersets and in our circuits so that even though there's incomplete recovery for your cardiovascular system as you're, you know, moving around and increasing your heart rate, there's still good recovery for your muscles because we're not doing traditional bodybuilding supersets where you do a chest press and then a chest fly. Instead, we want to focus on keeping that high intensity. You know, we want to focus on something that's going to really challenge you for 8 reps. And so we use the non-competing exercises where I'll do a lower body and then an upper body exercise back and forth and the muscle will recover, you know, the lower body will recover during the upper body. So even though our cardiovascular system gets the incomplete recovery, our muscles get a little bit more recovery so they can train at the high intensity that research shows is the best way to train. So that is the little bit more in-depth information onto the recovery aspect of the program. Now, the drawbacks of typical fat loss workouts, you know, if you want to go really into a typical fat loss program, which is really high rep, lightweight, and cardio, I mean, there's the drawback of that is just it does not work. I mean, I still see people in the gym these days using that type of system, and it's not working. Now, other workouts that are a little bit more intense are so boring and they lack results because they don't burn as many calories during the workout and after the workout. With the 24/7 program, I mean, you're literally just going to burn a lot of calories in these workouts and then a few hours after, because I know, because I've gone through every single one of these workouts, and I've just been sitting around after going, you know, like an inferno sitting around in front of my computer. So it's awesome, awesome stuff. And you're still going to be burning calories for even hours and hours and hours and hours after that, as Joel has shown in the research in his report on 24/7 fat loss phenomenon. So trust me, I've done every workout, and I've sat there and couldn't believe how I felt for those couple hours after, and even, you know, the next day I still knew something was going on from the MRT program that we had going on there.
So before I swing it back to nutrition, you had said workout videos. So all of the metabolic resistance training and all of the workouts for 24/7 fat loss, there are videos to go with that, is what you're saying?
You do have some videos. I'll let Joel explain how that's all going to work out. But all I know
is awesome.
I did the hard work of filming them.
Fair enough. Okay, cool. So, Joel, let's swing it back to the nutrition. So in addition to all the MRT workouts and all the benefits that Craig just talked about, so that really tells us a lot about how and why the afterburn is going to come into play. So let's talk about the specific nutritional strategies that you're using to maximize all of that, work synergistically with it, and continue to burn fat around the clock. Can you give us some insight?
Yeah, so there's basically three things that we want to do. In addition to the MRT, that is increasing metabolism for extended periods of time, we're going back to that issue, that second thing that we want to do, which is to maximize your body's fat-burning environment at all times. You want to create a maximal fat-burning environment within your body, and then you want to maintain it for as long as possible, which ideally will be 24 hours a day. And as you add up these 24-hour-a-day period, you'll find out that you're burning fat every minute of every day, continuously, day after day, week after week, 24/7. Okay, so how do we do that? There's three things. I'll tell you what the three things are, and then we'll briefly touch on each one of them. I don't want to get too involved in this. I'm going to be talking a lot more about this kind of stuff over the next week and a half or so before we get ready to release the 24/7 fat loss program. But let's just do a quick overview so people know what's going on and know that there's more to come. So those three things are one thing that we call nutrient combining. That's how you combine the different nutrients that you eat within a meal, which becomes very important to how your body is going to respond hormonally to that meal. The next thing is called something that we call carb syncing, and that's how do you sync. Carbs are an extremely important part of your nutritional program, because you can do a lot of good with carbs, you can also do a lot of bad, and that's if you don't know how your body is meant to respond or how your body does respond to at different times of day to ingesting and consuming carbohydrates, you can really screw it up and do a lot of damage. That's why everybody or so many people think carbs are the worst thing in the world, and they're really not. It really just comes down to, are you syncing your carbohydrate intake with a time of day in which your body really wants them, or are you ingesting and consuming those carbohydrates when your body is kind of pushing them away and saying, please don't feed me this right now. And the third thing is something that has been present in some of my other programs, but it's certainly worth mentioning here, is a strategy called strategic overfeeding. So let me briefly go through which each one of those are, and then we'll talk more about it over the next week and a half. But nutrient combining, there are three major nutrients. We call those the macronutrients, the large ones, protein, carbohydrates, and fat. Okay, and really, you need to be consuming all three of those on any fat loss program to really optimize, one, your nutritional intake, your recovery, and also your fat loss. The problem really becomes with certain people don't know how to combine these different macronutrients, and they don't even know what nutrients are present in the food that they eat whatsoever. They just eat something. They don't know if it has protein, carbs, or fat. They don't know what a true carbohydrate is versus what a true fat is. I see this all the time. But when you learn you know, about these three nutrients and what is the best optimal way to combine them. Well, you have protein, which is kind of what I call the staple nutrient, and you want to eat protein in every single meal. Carbs and fat are kind of where you're going to be picking and choosing. There are certain times of day that your body is, you know, best equipped to deal with carbohydrates, so you're going to eat those carbs during that time. And then, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that when we talk about carb thinking. And then there are certain times of day when your body isn't, so instead of eating carbs, you're going to have fat. Now, in addition to the whole timing aspect of this, which I'll bring up in just a moment, as I mentioned with carb sinking, there is another reason why you want to avoid, again, protein with every meal, but you want to avoid combining carbohydrates and fat. And to give you a very simple, basic, elementary explanation of this, a little more complex than this, but just so I'm not going way over everyone's head here. When you eat carbohydrates, your body responds by breaking that down into blood sugar, which then gets dumped into the blood, and a hormone, insulin, is secreted to shuttle that blood sugar into the various respective cells of the body, fat cells, muscle cells, all depending on if you have excess energy or whatever. Okay, so insulin is released to carry that blood sugar. Insulin is called the storage hormone. Okay, when you consume fat, your body will break down that fat into fatty acids, which are then released into the blood as well. Again, we have, with carbohydrates, we have a large release of the hormone insulin, which is a storage hormone. When you eat fat, you have a large release of fatty acids into the bloodstream. Now, if you're someone who's trying to avoid fat storage, it's probably not a good idea to have a boatload of insulin in the blood, which is a storage hormone, along with a boatload of fat at the same time. Now, can fat store itself all by itself? So if you never had insulin around and you just ate fat all day, where are you going to store it? Of course, your body has backup alternative methods. But any time that you're adding insulin to the mix, it's going to make it a lot easier for your body to store that fat. So what we do, again, protein with every meal, but the other thing that we do is we avoid that kind of what I call the deadly combination, or that scenario that is really bad stuff, when there's a lot of insulin from carbohydrate ingestion and there's a lot of fatty acids from fat ingestion. So by keeping carbs and fat separate, you can do a world of difference. You can make a world of difference in your fat loss results. Now, this kind of goes hand in hand with the second thing that I mentioned called carb sinking, because, again, you're going to have carbohydrates only at certain times of day. If you're eating, you know, five meals, it may be three meals that contain carbs. So when is it that you're going to consume those carbohydrates? We found, by looking at the research, the best results internally are achieved, and, you know, your body responds best to carbohydrates at two times a day. One is upon awakening in the morning. Your glucose tolerance and your insulin sensitivity is extremely high during that time of in the morning. Okay, it's not, on the other hand, at night. So out of those two times, we can then learn and deduce that it's in the morning hours is when you want to be consuming carbohydrates, because your body says, okay, I'm cool with carbs during that time, and then at night it doesn't really want anything to do with it, okay? So we're strategically timing them in the morning. The other time is when your body has been through an intense workout session. Then, again, insulin sensitivity and glucose tolerance go way, way up. So if you can time your carbohydrates or sync your carbohydrates with the time of day in which your body is literally craving carbohydrates, instead of giving it carbohydrates when it really doesn't want it and it's going to respond poorly, you can make a huge, huge difference in the overall fat-burning effect, because you're timing things appropriately. What we've done in the 24/7 fat loss program is take things one step further, and that is, we know that the MRT workouts are going to help us burn fat for 24 to 48 hours. We also know that metabolism on its own will slow down in the evening hours. So we place those killer workouts in the beginning of the day to really take advantage of the increase in metabolism all day long. Okay, and the other reason why we place it earlier in the day is because we know that the body responds best to carbohydrate intake early in the morning anyway, and also after resistance training, especially metabolic resistance training. So now we're combining our carbs. We're combining those two different times of day that your body responds very well to carbs all in one time. It's all happening in the morning now. Your resistance training and your body's very primed to soak up those carbohydrates after resistance training. And your body's also even more sensitive because it's the morning hours. So now you're basically taking that time in which your body is very receptive to carbohydrates. You're concentrating it in the morning hours so that you can get your carbohydrates and recovery and still feel satisfied and full. And then at other times during the day, your body is burning fat like crazy from the workouts and also by keeping it happy by avoiding the carbohydrates during that time. So that's how we combine nutrient combining and carb syncing together in a 24/7 fat loss program. Now, the last thing, and I'll just briefly touch on this, is strategic overfeeding, which is no matter, even if you follow all of our advice and you do everything correctly, your body does not like the fact that you are in a calorie deficit, you know, 7 days a week, week after week. Your body and your metabolism, no matter what program you're on, no matter how well it's designed, if you're in a calorie deficit 7 days, 14 days, 21 days, you know, for a month, 6 weeks, whatever, your metabolism is going to start to drop off on a weekly basis, okay? And there's a lot of research out there that shows that a hormone in particular called leptin is highly responsible for what's going on in our bodies and that metabolism dropping off after just a week of dieting. So we want to keep leptin and that fat burning. That's more of a long-term, you know, the insulin management and the kind of things that we're doing with the nutrient combining and carb syncing, you can think of that as a short-term fix for our body's hormonal response. For a long-term response, to keep your body and your metabolism happy week after week after week, you really need to look at leptin. And again, leptin, research has shown that leptin will fall off by about 50% after only 7 days of dieting. Now, that's not good news if leptin is the one that's really controlling how much fat you're able to burn. So after a week, now you're running on 50% power, and the maximum amount of fat that you're able to burn is dramatically reduced from that day one that you started a diet. Many people have probably witnessed this themselves, where they start a fat loss program, and the first few days are great. The first week is great. The second week is still pretty good, and then the third week things really start to slow down. So, again, we found that leptin falls off by about 50% after only a week of dieting. To remedy that, however, if you can strategically introduce what we call overfeeding days or cheat days into your program on a weekly basis, you can keep leptin bumped up and happy week after week after week, so you're not seeing that waning effect of your metabolism being drained like a slow battery over the course of a 5 or 6 or 8 week program. Now, you're recharging your fat loss battery every single week by having some strategic elements where you're overfeeding. And it's great news because people, you get to eat pizza and cake and, you know, pasta and meatballs and all the ice cream and the foods that you really, really have probably learned to like and enjoy over the course of your life that, you know, don't really have a place in most nutrition programs. Now you have an avenue psychologically to vent and go off the program, but you also know that you're recharging your fat loss battery each and every week. And that is going to allow us to keep our metabolism happy, not only 24 hours a day, but that's when it comes to the 7 days a week part.
Pretty sweet. So there's a lot of information there, guys. So just to summarize, we'll talk about three main points. I was talking about nutrient combining, and more specifically, avoiding combinations of certain nutrients. So try not to eat carbs and fat in large amounts together because the insulin that will result from the carbohydrate ingestion can help store fat. And you talked about carb syncing, which is really trying to time your carbohydrate intake when you are hormonally optimized to process it in the most effective way. So early in the morning and around your workout, and if you can have your workout early in the morning and consume all your carbs then you're obviously going to get the most out of it. And then finally he talked about strategic overfeeding or cheat days, which is a big thing in everything that I do and all the plans that I personally use and recommend for my clients because I'm a fat kid at heart. And that is essentially strategic overfeeding once per week to increase leptin levels and continue to lose fat faster. So really good stuff. Again, lots and lots of information, guys. I hope you're taking notes. If not, feel free to listen to the call multiple times. So I want to go back to Craig. So going back to the workouts, and having seen some of the videos of you, it's pretty obvious that not everyone is going to be able to, like, jump in and go, you know, balls out and just do them as well or as effectively as you do them. So can you talk about how you structured the program to sort of cater to entry-level needs and you know, people, depending on where they are in their particular fitness?
Yeah, great question. We have some really, really great beginner sessions. And these are workouts that I've used and refined for many, many years. You know, I first started using these, you know, back like around 2005, 2004 with my beginner clients. You know, some were overweight, some just hadn't trained in a long time. And, you know, I still remember when I had this first aha moment with this client named Richard, who was an overweight guy. You know, he's about 310 pounds. And I had him train while lying entirely on the ground for about 40 minutes, and it was an incredible workout for him. And so I've just realized that, you know, the body weight only stuff done down the ground is perfect for this system. And so you add in some additional beginner-friendly dumbbell exercises, and you have a great metabolic resistance training workout, and that's how the beginner sessions go in the 24/7 program. So obviously you can do this just in a small amount of space at home. Plus, of course, we have the beginner-friendly metabolic finishers that are low impact on the joints but high impact on the fat burning. So you're going to have everything that you need in there to keep up with the nutrition stuff, which you're, you know, a beginner is going to be able to jump into that pretty advanced. But with the workouts, they're going to be the right amount of training to support everything that you're doing with the fat burning, but not be too much, whether it's too much time or too much intensity or too much impact. You've taken that all into account, and just based on years and years of experience, I know what's going to work right for these people in that situation, and it's just going to accelerate their fat loss quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So, again, anyone from any level can do these because of the way that they're structured. So, you know, whether it's replacing exercises or finding modifications of ways to do body weight exercises, anyone, even a beginner or someone who is not necessarily a beginner in a strict sense but hasn't trained in a while, will be able to do these. And on an unrelated but coincidental note, because of the nature of the workouts, you'll be able to do them at home. So if you don't have access to a gym and you just have, you know, some dumbbells, some kettlebells, things like that, as long as you've got, you know, just a few pieces of equipment or even just your body weight, which all of you do have, you should be able to do the workouts without any real trouble. Now, that brings me to my last question, which is sort of a psychological one. So one of the things that is a problem for all of us who write these programs is, no matter how good the program is, people still have to do it. And one of the things that we all face is that no matter how much science, no matter how much research, no matter how much effort you go through to design an incredible program, no matter how well it can work theoretically, a lot of people don't do them. In fact, less than 10% of our clients actually follow through with any fat loss program, and the percentages are even smaller when we talk about people that actually lose the weight and keep it off. So I know this is sort of a deep question, but what do you think the reason for that is? Why are you guys doing, or what are you guys doing to sort of prevent this? Because we've talked about this, and you have some cool stuff lined up. So talk a little bit about why you think people don't follow through and how you think you can help them follow through.
Well, I know for sure that this is one of my favorite part of a fat loss workout to talk about, because not enough people are even thinking about this. I mean, everybody knows, and I say that with the quote signs around it, everybody knows that diet and exercise are important. But what's really eye-opening is when someone gets involved in a support group, in this social support, which is really the hidden factor in so many fat loss success stories, and that's just where they have that aha moment and they say, this is what was missing from all my past attempts at losing weight. Because so many people, they try to do this on their own, and that's a big mistake. And what's worse is when you try to do it on your own, not only are you trying to do it on your own, but you're actually trying to do it probably around so many negative people, whether they're at home or whether they're at work or whether, you know, they're just friends of yours. There's a lot of people that are going to be, you know, saying negative things and questioning all the things that you're doing. So this social support aspect, this support group, is so very important for people. It's not just the metabolic resistance training or the nutrient timing or all the advanced nutrition science that Joel has. but it is about this social support, both online and offline, which is the cool stuff. And, you know, I've actually probably have as much research on this aspect of training or on fat loss as I do on the other stuff as well, on the training and the nutrition stuff, because I've been studying this for years, and I've found one study that showed if you're accountable to a professional, that's probably one of the most important things. So the professional being, you know, happy to be the accountability partner there for people. And then also another study that I found, it was a Swedish study, found that the more often people checked in on a weight loss forum, the greater the results they had. The more often they were in there and interacting with people gave them more results. So really what it comes down to is we rise to the level of the people that are around us. And when you're around positive, like-minded folks who are trying to get the same goal, results as you, that's when you're going to have your best results. You know, people become like family on the membership sites that I've been involved with, and the forums and all that sort of stuff. And more importantly, often they develop a more positive online family than the family that they have in real life in with respect to their fat loss program. They just have so much more support. So you really,
really
can't do this on
your own. I just want to interrupt for 1 second.
Sure.
Because this is a really important point, and I just want people to, before you continue and sort of talk about what you're doing to facilitate that, I want people to just focus in and understand that. You know, Craig made a couple of good points, and I think the most important of those is, you know, what we always say in the business world is you're the average of the people you spend the most time with. And essentially what that means is, you know, it's sort of like Archimedes' principle, water finds its own level. So if you're going to surround yourself with people who are, you know, questioning why you're doing things, you're going to begin to question why you're doing things. So if you surround yourself with people who are reaffirming what you're doing and encouraging you to do it, that can have a huge impact. So the accountability is truly important, having someone to answer to, whether it's Craig or Joel or you know, having other people in a group. I mean, this is why we see things like Weight Watchers be so effective, even though they're not based on the cutting-edge science that we talk about. But the important thing is having people around you who encourage you. And just a quick story is, for those of you who don't know, Joel and I have known each other for 10 years, and we met because we were both aspiring bodybuilder meatheads who happened to be frequent commenters on the forums over at what was then TNAG and is now TNation.com. And then from there, we both became more and more interested in fitness because we had each other to rely on. And we both started writing for the site and have been doing projects together ever since. So, you know, even though we had never met in real life, you know, for the first 6 months of our relationship, Joel was one of the biggest influences on me in terms of continuing to sort of reach for my goals, but also in terms of helping me to shape what my own ideas about fitness and fat loss would be. And I know he would say the same. So these are really important things, and we can give you tons of examples, but just keep in mind that the group of people who you surround yourself with is going to determine how effective you are. And so with that in mind, I want you to share, Craig or Joel, sort of what you guys have lined up to help people do this.
Sure. Yeah. I'll touch on this, and I'll also bring up a couple other points. You know, you mentioned, you know, what is kind of the reason why so many people are failing, and Craig mentioned a lot of the reasons that ultimately comes down to social support, and I agree with that 100%. And the bottom line is that in order for you to continue to do something on a daily basis, okay, on a daily, weekly basis, it needs to be more than just that initial motivation to get started or to, okay, I need to lose some weight. It's an obligation that you have. It needs to be something else more than that. And you need to find some way to stay actively engaged in your fat loss program in order for you to continue to do it on a daily basis, day after day, week after week. Now, results are certainly going to be one form of motivation to keep you going. But really, truly, being actively engaged, and when I say actively engaged, I don't just mean, well, you know, you're doing the program and you need to find a way, you know, waking up in the morning and then, oh, I'm working out today, so you're actively engaging yourself by actually performing the workout. Well, how do you keep yourself actively engaged at other times of day when you're not actually working out, okay, or when you're not actually doing something physically, you know, that's part of the program. How do you keep yourself actively engaged to stay motivated, to stay engaged, to stay on track, to want to be able to continue with that weight loss program? And that's something that we're putting together now because we're building a fat loss community around 24/7 fat loss called the 24/7 fat loss, insider's access. And basically, this is going to be a very, very tight-knit community. It's going to allow people to log in and interact with one another and support one another and be accountable to one another. And there's also going to have the opportunity to talk with me and to talk with Craig to get their questions answered and to become accountable to us as the creators of the program and to create a relationship with us and a relationship with other users who are also doing the same program that they are. And everyone is together working towards one goal, and that's bettering themselves every single day, as opposed to just doing it on your own, waking up and trying to stay motivated to do that workout that you need to do in the morning, or to eat correctly a certain day. When you can get and talk and interact with other people about what's going on, and you have a social gathering coming up that night, and then somebody else can give you some tips and some motivation to help you not blow your diet on that particular day, and you're actively engaged and you're actively supporting one another and you're forming friendships and bonds and all that stuff is so vitally important. As John mentioned, John and I have been extremely instrumental in each other's lives for about 10 years now, once we both really got started with fitness. And we met on an online community for bodybuilding and fat loss. And had we not met there, I wouldn't have that friendship. I could certainly say that my life would be drastically different. The way that I think about fitness would be drastically different. The way that I approach a lot of my programs would be drastically different, because I've had his influence on me and vice versa. So this community that we've built for the 24/7 fat loss users is really going to be a huge step. We already know that we have a kick butt program, okay? We already know that this program is awesome. It's going to get people results. But really when it comes down to it is are you going to do the program after the first week when that initial motivation dies off? Okay, it's a novelty. It's cool. It's a new way to approach fat loss. But what's going to keep you going week two, week three, week four, month two, and ongoing and achieving your goals and maintaining those goals? We really know, and based on some of the research, let me share two studies with you real quick. One study, okay, was a year-long study that was published in the Journal of American Medical Association. That's one of the most reputable journals out there. They found that participants in an online weight loss support community lost more than twice the weight of people who weren't part of that community. Okay, so they did a double-blind study where they had certain people all bonded together in a weight loss community that they were able to log into online, and then other people who were just kind of on their own. And the people who had that community to go to log into, to that support community, and where they had mentors also, you know, like Craig and I will be mentors in this group to the people who are actually doing the program, they lost twice the amount of weight. That's double results. We're trying to give you double results with the program, okay, by taking your fat loss from 12 hours to 24 hours a day. And then just think of how much more you can lose. This study proves it. You can lose another two times as much fat just by being part of an online support community like we're going to have, where you have that accountability and you have those kind of things. So not only is it going to help you lose fat, and check this other study out, not only is it going to help you lose fat as you're actually doing the program, okay, it's going to help you increase your results, lose twice as much fat, and that's awesome, but what happens when you lose it, okay? Maybe your goal is to lose 20 or 30 pounds, and you lose that 30 pounds, and now you're where you want to be, and now you're setting your next goal, and you're moving on to the next thing or the next phase. And you want to make sure that you're moving forward and not backwards and you're not gaining weight back, okay, which so many people did. John shared the statistic earlier that less than 10% are actually follow through and lose the weight. And then of that, it's like 10% of the 10%, which is really like a whopping 1% of people who start a weight loss program actually make a permanent change and change their life in the fact that they lost the weight and they kept it off. So this another study that was printed in Obesity Research, they did a study over a course of 18 months, okay, of people who already lost the weight. And those who participated in the online weight loss support community were much more likely to maintain their weight than those who did not, okay? So it's going to help you lose fat at a much faster rate as you're actually doing the program. It's going to help you stick with the program week after week after week. It's going to be a much more enjoyable experience for you. And then, again, research back, it's going to help you maintain your results. You're going to be much more likely to make that permanent change. That really, I mean, if you're doing a program, what's the point of doing a program if you're just going to end up back to where you were, unhappy, and overweight again. There's really no point in spending all this time unless you're going to maintain it, and it's really going to be a life change for you. So those are two powerful studies. Again, we have it lined up with the 24/7 fat loss community because we know how much of an important part it is, and we wanted to make that available to people who decide to be a part of this program.
I think that's really excellent stuff. I'm trying to think if I have anything that I would add to that. Other than that, you know, again, I know from experience how important and how vital it could be. But, you know, having looked at the way you guys have built out the community, I think it's going to be really, truly great. So hopefully, you know, we'll, you know, even if we could double 1% to 2%, it would be, you know, just twice as many people who get results. So I hope that everyone really, like, takes a look at it and takes it to heart. So I think that's about it. So is there anything else you guys would like to add before we sign off? You know, give us some more information. When is everything going to become available? When can we take a look at everything? When will 24/7 fat loss be unleashed? And is there anything we need to know to brace ourselves for the hurricane?
Sure. Yeah. Well, first, looking at about a week and a half from when you, if you're listening to this call on the day that we actually send it out. Mm-hmm. Looking about a week and a half from today or when it's going to become available for you to actually invest in. Now, in the meantime, we have a ton of other stuff. This call that you're listening to is just kind of one of the first things that we're giving away during this kind of celebration of the creation of the 24/7 Fat Loss Program and its release. And over the course of the next week and a half or so, we're going to be hitting you up with information pretty much on a daily basis that's going to help motivate you, that's going to help you understand the scientific side of burning fat every minute of every day. We're going to go deeper into some of those things that we talked about with all the nutritional things that we use, like strategic overfeeding and carb sinking and nutrient combining. Craig's going to get into a little bit more depth of the MRT and the MRC workouts that we're using. So we have a ton of free information, so stay tuned. Watch your inbox, as we will be hitting you up with regular, awesome, free information over the course of the next week and a half. Beyond that, we're going to give people an opportunity to win a free copy of the 24/7 Fat Loss Program. And just, again, pay attention to your inbox. You'll see some notices on that. And just keep up to date with our daily updates. We're going to be giving you a lot of great information, and we're going to be giving you some more info on how you can win a free, no-cost copy of the entire 24/7 Fat Loss System.
Well, that is awesome. So, guys, everybody keep an eye on your inbox, as Joel had mentioned, because there are going to be free updates and chances for free copies, and everybody likes free stuff because you don't pay for it, and that is awesome. So keep an eye out for that. There's going to be daily updates coming for the next week. So we will let you go for now so you can get ready to absorb all of the information, but we encourage you to listen to the call again. There's a lot of information on here. So off we go. Signing off for Joel Marin and Craig Valentine, this is John Romanello with 24/7 Fat Loss. Thanks, guys.